Praise the Lord. Brother Rob Diltz, aren't you glad you're at Harmony today? You're soaking it in, brother. Soak it in. And that's another good thing about having our missionaries with us, is that they can soak it in here and bring it there. And don't worry, God will squeeze you. Squeeze. And get it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bonnie gave me a CD today to play. Paganjikum. That's the place where their daughters are ministering up north as a teacher. And Broken Walls, which Brother Diltz and I are familiar with, that particular group, they have a CD out. And one of their songs is Paganjikum. And it's about the need to reach out to these native First Nations reserves. So, Father, we're thankful, O God, for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for this nation. Lord, it's celebrating 150 years since Confederation. And Lord, we have First Nations people that aren't as celebratory about it. But Father God, they need healing. They need Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Father God, for this nation that, Lord, you would keep it in unity and in peace. Protect our borders from evil that would try to come in. And Father God, we pray, Lord, that you would heal us from the evil that is already within us, O God, in our hearts, Lord, that needs to be transformed. Father, we give, Lord, as we give our offerings, Lord, toward the work of ministry, keeping this church in a place that it is available for a community and ready to reach the nations. Lord, we pray your blessing. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
As who you are, you're a people strong and free. Let the love that's among you open your eyes so you can see. May the visions of your mothers be seen in your children. Join your hands and see your hope, your destiny.
Song, I don't know. Good morning. I have a video that's going to be played first. If you can just show that, and then I'll be back up. I watched that video the first time, and I thought, wow, that's some mistake. That's some accident. All right. My name's Rob Diltz.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you? At camp, I am called Mahingan, which is Algonquin for wolf. That's my camp name. So I'm just here visiting you guys. You guys have been one of our strongest supporters and encouragers in all aspects. So you participate in our ministry. You come alongside us. You've been huge prayer partners and prayer warriors for us. So I just wanted to say I really appreciate coming to Harmony and visiting my family, my brothers and sisters, the ones that have brought us all together. The Creator is the one who has brought us all together. It's been the Creator's plan from the beginning that we work together, that we work to spread His word throughout His creation. His creation, not ours. As much as we want it to be, it's not ours. And open with prayer. Father God, Father Creator, Lord, over all that we see, all that we feel, Bless our time here this morning, Lord. Keep your spirit hovering close. Be with us, Lord. Be very real to us today, Lord. Let these words that are spoken be your words, Father Creator. Let our thoughts be your thoughts, and let our hearts and our minds be focused and pointing only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Romans 1, 18 to 20. Romans 1, 18 to 20. Just so you know, I do have a Bible. I use this because I can blow the words up so I can actually read them. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that we are without excuse. God reveals himself in many ways. And the two main ways are what we call special revelation and general revelation. Special revelation, God reveals himself through Jesus Christ, as written in his word in the scriptures. God reveals himself here. He's very real, and he reveals himself through that. He also reveals himself through his creation. And that's a little bit more what we're going to talk about today. How he reveals himself through his creation. In the scripture we just read, he's revealed himself in his wrath. He's revealed himself in his creation. And he's left us without excuse. In the scriptures, we are told, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them. Psalm 78:32 says, despite his wonders, they did not believe. Just a little bit about the connection. General connection and special revelation. General revelation, special revelation are not separate. They must, and they do, they work together. They point to each other. I'll use this, a fairly simple example. I'm an electrician. So there are things you're going to know about me as an electrician. You can see my work. You can see, whether I'm a neat electrician, whether I care about my work, whether I follow the rules, whether I work safe. There's things you can know, and if anything you know about the trades, there's things you're going to know about me as an electrician. But those are only the things connected to as an electrician that you're going to know. If you really want to know me, who I am, you observe my activities. Not just what I made, but my activities, my ongoing activities. You observe how I interact with people. You observe how I speak, the words I speak, my attitudes. I am wearing this. This is a Native ribbon shirt. Now, because I'm wearing it does not mean I am Native. I may look the part somewhat. I'm a little pale. But you could say, oh, well, maybe he's Native. This shirt was gifted to me. And it wasn't gifted to me because I'm Native. It wasn't gifted to me because I look Native. It was gifted to me because they saw in my heart and in my attitude towards the Native people, Indigenous people, they saw love. They saw caring. And so they gifted to me so that this reflects my heart. Jesus Christ crashed into God's general revelation. He came, he was prophesied, and he was told about, and he crashed and came into our general revelation. He came into our world where we saw glimpses of God, and Jesus Christ came into that. The spiritual, his miracles, the working, all the special revelations came into this world. Sometimes we often expect the big miraculous. We expect something big to happen, which is good because Jesus Christ is here and he brings that. But quite often we miss the little day-to-day miracles that Jesus Christ, that God has created in our world right now. And sometimes we go the other way. That because we look at all the things that are going on in this world, we can't explain the miraculous. We can't explain the unexplained, so we deny it and ignore it. This is where God's wrath is. He has given us everything. In 1 Corinthians 8, God, it is described that God holds the whole world together. Jesus Christ is what's holding all this together, everything we see. He is the reason I get up every morning and breathe. He is the reason the sun shines. We just saw the magnitude of the universe that he has created. He is holding all that together. We see it. We can't explain exactly how it all goes together. We come up with theories. We try. We can't explain it, but we can see it. And yet, we deny him. And what is the penalty of denying? Oops, creator. Wow, I usually do that with the ear things. There we go. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. He has revealed himself, and yet we deny him. On a regular basis, we deny him. And the penalty of that denial, because of that denial, we are separated from him. That is his wrath. We have to be separated from him. We must be separated from him. The result of our denial is death. We will die. We will be separated for eternity from God because we can't see him. We refuse to see him. We deny him even in our failure to love one another. We are his creation. He loves us. Remember, in Scripture, he proclaimed this, the sun, the light. He proclaimed the formation of the earth and with us. He reached into the ground and he molded us. And he formed us. And he breathed into us his life, our life, his essence. He brought us to life. He gives us life. All this creation he was given is there for us, for our lives, for us to live, for us to praise him and acknowledge him, and we don't. The penalty for this denial is death. Is the world a perfect place? We see the results of our denial all through the world, all around the world, in our treatment of each other, in our treatment of God's creation. It is all there, all around us, all the time. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. I'm going to read Psalm 19, 1-6. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voices go out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which brings out like a bridegroom, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. All of creation is crying out to God. All of creation is declaring his glory on a daily basis. His divine nature, his Godhood, the Godhead, it's described in creation. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In John 1, 1-3, we see the Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. God, from the very beginning, created everything pointing to Jesus Christ, pointing to the fulfillment of his creation. Genesis 1:2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they were all involved and present in the creation of this universe, of this world. I like the indigenous translation that I've heard. The Great Spirit hovered over the waters as an eagle hovers over her nest. That, to me, that really shows the love of God in his creation. This was an act of love, creating all this. An eagle will often hover over her nest with her chicks, and they're protecting, watching over, nurturing, feeding them. So this image of the Holy Spirit hovering over the dark, over the deep, it's an image of love, it's an image of care, it's an image of nurturing. And last but not least, he also communicates through his creation. Job 12, 7-10. But now ask the beasts, and let them teach you, and the birds of the heavens, and let them tell you. Or speak to the earth, and let it teach you. And let the fish of the sea declare to you, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In whose hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Creation, we were sent out from the garden because of our sin, because of our failure. God did not just abandon us, did not just leave us. He put his plan in motion for Jesus Christ, and he gave us a world and put us in a world that would sustain us. One thing with indigenous people, they have a lot of bases in the clan system, and a lot of their clans are named after animals. There's a wolf clan, crane, many different ones, and they are taken from the attributes of those animals. Okay, my camp name is Wolf. When I see a wolf, a male and a female wolf, a family of wolves with their pups, and how they care for each other, how they nurture, how they train, how they teach, I've learned something about God's idea and God's plan for family. When I see the strength of a pack of wolves, the strength comes in their family, in being together, in raising them and teaching and training them and bringing them up. I can learn, and we can learn from nature, that a community does not survive if the family does not survive. The family is what gives the strength to any community, any nation, any place. You destroy the family, you destroy civilization. So often we sit and we want to use science to prove what we want. Or we just simply disregard it. God created science. He created physics. He created the natural laws that we follow. Good for you. Me too. I am a very real logical type of person. I need and I enjoy studying things. So I love studying creation, and more, what happens is with science is often scientists will look at one thing and try to come up with a whole theory based on that one little thing. And usually it's one little feeling, or usually it's whichever government's going to give them the most amount of money. Science is money-based nowadays. It is not truth-based. So the scientists will deny one form of science. They may deny physics to emphasize something in biology. Or they'll deny biology to emphasize something in physics, not knowing that God created and put, or refusing to acknowledge that God created and put all this together. You can't take it apart. God's general revelation is what we see. This is how God made us. We are the image of God. And yet we try to change that image to fit our own preferences and to fit our own social agendas. We deny him. The scripture says that we are without excuse. 2 Peter 3:5 says they deliberately ignore the evidence that everyone plainly sees. I have a quote here from, what's his name? Philip Deer. And he's an indigenous man. And this is speaking right to the church, right to us. Your missionary ancestors told Indian people that they were worshiping a false god when we pray to the sun. The sun is the most powerful physical presence in our lives. Without it, we could not live, and our world would perish. Yet our reverence for it, our awe, was considered idolatry. But your missionary ancestors misunderstood even this, because we never worshipped the sun. We merely saw in it the reflection of the sacred, the Creator, and used its image to focus our prayers of thanksgiving for Creator's life-giving force. It is for us a constant reminder of the creative power of God as we greet the sun in the morning when we first arise, and again in the evening. In between we go about our day, we constantly will see our shadow on the ground and will be reminded again of God's creative goodness. We can stop, look up, and say a short prayer whenever this happens. Look at the world around you. Don't get so caught up in life that you can't notice the everyday little miracles that God gives us. Just in the flowers, in the bees, in nature. Before I came here, my puppy knew I was leaving, and she wouldn't leave my side. She followed me everywhere around the house. She knew I was coming. I was leaving, and she knew I was going to be leaving for a while. I don't know how she knows, but she knows. And my son stood at the door waiting for me to get my things on, get my coat and my boots on. My wife also stood at the door, and before I left, my dog jumped up on me. My son gave me a big hug, and my wife held on a little longer than she normally would. And I saw God's love. The love that comes from God in my family, in my puppy, in my dog, in how she responds to me, and how we get along. I see God in that. When I look at a star, I see God. How else? There's no way. Like, I'm sorry, but there's no way that was an oops or a mistake. It just happened. There's no way. I can't deny God in that. How did Jesus Christ, how was he first announced? There was prophets. There were stories. They knew he was coming. And when his coming came, it was announced by a light, by a star. God speaks to us through his creation. Now it is incomplete. There is no salvation in following creation. But there is no separation of Jesus Christ from creation. My thing that I would like you to take with you is, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know the Creator, go for a walk at night and look around you. Witness things. Keep an open mind. Keep an open heart. Just watch the intricacies and the dances and the colors and the beauty. Just watch it. Listen to it, because it is all screaming God's name. And then realize that Jesus Christ is the one that is going to, has enabled us to live forever in the presence of the one who created all this. It is not an empty. This life is not just what we're doing here, what we're experiencing here. Our life through Jesus Christ is eternal. And his creation is pointing to that. So many people around the world are seeing creation, seeing God in creation. And unfortunately, those of us who represent Christ came and refused to see that. In Acts 27, Paul's walking through Athens, and he sees all the idols, and he comes across the unknown God. And he goes to the leaders and the speakers and the teachers in the area, and he says, I see that you are a very spiritual people. Let me introduce to you the unknown God that you are waiting for and looking for. The First Nations people, the indigenous people, we made a lot of mistakes in talking to them and working with them. We condemned what they thought. We condemned what they did right off the bat without understanding it. They saw Creator in the world. They didn't know him intimately or personally. And they had rituals and they had traditions in an attempt to get to know Creator. Get to know Creator, get to know their place in his creation. Now is our time to come to them, to First Nations people, to Indigenous people who are learning about their traditions again. Learning what it means to be family again. Learning what it means to be happy with yourself again. Now is our time to come to them and say, let me introduce to you the unknown God, the Creator that you've been looking for and that you've been following all your life. He is not the one that ran the residential schools. He is the one that gave you life. He is the one that has brought me here on my knees seeking forgiveness for the poor way that I represented Creator, for my mistakes, my people's mistakes. We are who we are made up. We are a result of our past. Knowing who we are is important, and accepting responsibility. Pointing to God's creation as beautiful and allowing others to worship him and praise him in his creation. How many people have a cross? There's no salvation in the cross, but it's a symbol that points to where the salvation is. When somebody looks at a tree and gives offering to the tree, they're not giving offering to the tree. They are showing respect for what Creator has given them. They may not know the actual Creator, but they know of his connection with them and with nature. So, I've taken up enough of your time. I'm going to talk a little bit about camp. I got time for that, right? That clock doesn't work, right? That's one thing I do like. I guess you and I have something in common that neither one of us knows much about time. Calendars, all that kind of stuff. April, March, yeah, whatever. It comes and goes. That's right, yes. Yes. God. time is a gift from God that he withholds from some of us. Camp? Yes. Okay, so the reason I'm here is to tell you guys about camp. All this with the Creator and what I've just been talking about plays intimately with how we run our camp. Our camp is open to anyone. Our camp is open to people where they are. And so we don't expect them or have any expectations of them when they come. That they don't destroy the camp or kill somebody, that's a little bit. But other than that, we have no real expectations. We want them to come where they are, how they are. So that's what our camp is like. It is called Panazi Zivi Mamawi.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Panazi Zivi Mamawi. I'm still learning to pronounce. I had to, I thought of the traveling the river together is the English translation of the camp. And then I talked to a couple of friends on the reserve where we serve and asked them what that would translate to. And this was the simplest version that we could come up with. Panazi Zivi Mamawi. Traveling the river together. And that's what it's all about. We are all here in God's creation. We are all here on his earth learning and seeking the Creator and seeking a relationship with him. And so we want to come alongside with kids, with young people who are struggling, indigenous young people especially, and want to come alongside with them as we follow Jesus Christ, as we follow the river in learning about God and his creation. And so we have a lot of, this year we have 3 people who are experienced in tanning and hides, and I have a church that's...
get those little kids and tan their hides.
Yes. I don't know. We're not allowed to do that. As much as sometimes we'd like to. Yes. And we have a church that's going to donate. They're looking at donating like a truckload of hides and skins. So we're going to be doing some of this during camp. Traditional beadwork. And we have an astronomer who comes out with a great big telescope. And we explore God's creation. And we have a certified wilderness train instructor, survival instructor.
Also known as a hippie.
But he comes out and he talks to us about creation. He talks to us about plants, about the benefits of them, which ones are good and which ones you should stay away from. So he does, a lot of what we do is geared in learning about traditions, learning about history, learning about culture, and learning about God's creation. God did some wonderful, he gave us some wonderful medicines that we have, I'm trying not to be ignorant or rude to some of these people, but that we have people who want to ignore them and synthesize everything. God has given us what we need to live and survive in this world. All we need to do is be open to it. That's it. Be open to it. And the more you're open to it, you are going to find Jesus Christ in there. Because he is there. And you're going to find his spirit in you. We are looking for volunteers, lots of volunteers. This is the first year that we've run the camp this way. We used to run with Smoky Trails, Native Bible camps. We've just been, my wife and I have just been feeling with our connections and relationships on the reserve and in other areas that we just need to look at things a little bit differently. And so we are looking for a lot of help. I'm going to be at the back table. I have applications. I have brochures. I have newsletters, information on how you can help, how you can participate, how you can donate, and how you can pray. And that's the most important thing. We know you guys pray, so keep praying for us. This is new for us. It's a lot of work, and we're going to need all of the strength of God's people behind us. So, thank you very much. And if I kept you too long, that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
It's what they call it, native time. Yeah.
No, it's not even native time. It's pretty much white folk time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean I'm early? Okay, sit down.
No,
I'm going to keep going.
So as a missionary to the Indians, I said it all wrong right
you
there.
You did already, yep.
Yeah, but I did it on purpose.
Okay.
You know, we have this idea, if we can throw enough money at something, this is the liberal way, that we can fix the problem. We can go billions, if you need 10 billion, what do you need? We'll just fix the problem.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, there's a problem, and we've got to fix it, and we'll just spend as much money and go into as far debt as we possibly can, and it'll all go away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to happen without Jesus.
That's right.
Without a revolution in culture, is it?
Nope.
So you come a lot cheaper than the Liberal government to send you into the reserve there. But there is spiritual darkness.
Mm-hmm.
There is issues that we need to pray for. I'm going to ask if a couple of folks come and gather around our brother. This is a big step of the journey. Also, the other thing, when I say that, come on up here if you just feel led to do that. To pray for our brother, because not only that, but he has also given up his job.
I didn't say that yet.
As of this week. He's an electrician. He travels back and forth from Kitchener to the Golden Lake Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given up his job, going to go full-time, going to trust that maybe there'll be some electrical work around here, maybe, in the Ottawa Valley. But we need to pray for provision for him and his wife, his family, protection against the evil one, because, when Satan has used even the church, there is, a long tradition of the church in the native reserves, and has used the church in many cases to push people away from Jesus. And so our brother has the responsibility and the opportunity to bring them back to Jesus, introduce them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we just want to pray for our brother. Just step forward, brother. We're just going to pray. The elders and deacons and folks are all around you. We're just going to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And everyone else just agreeing in prayer for our brother. Pastor Dan, come on in. And we'll just pray. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, great creator God, without which nothing was created that was created. Lord, we heard that word today. And Father, Lord, as my brother ministers amongst primarily the Algonquin in this region, Father God, and Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name that thou wouldst, O God, just anoint him with a great Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And protect him from the evil one.
Yes, yes.
Lord, even in ignorance, Lord, there are various demonic things that are allowed into people's lives in the reserve. Mm-hmm. And Father God, because they're grasping for something. And so, Lord, they grasp at the wrong thing to find the way to Creator. And so, Lord, we pray you protect him and give him, Lord, ability to discern, to rebuke and cast out things that are that try to come and infest the land. Lord, we pray for, Lord, clarity of thought. We pray for prosperity and blessing financially, O God. And may he prosper as his soul prospers. And we pray, God, that his soul would prosper, Lord. We pray, Father God, the elders here, we pray over him, Father God, of this particular tribe, the Harmony tribe. And the elders come together and we pray for him, Father God. And we claim, Lord God, your blessing. Lord, for this, Lord, I know that there are that he has strengths and he has weaknesses. And Father, when it comes to organizing a camp, I wouldn't hardly know where to start, Father God. And I pray you bring alongside him, Father, those ones who will have the strengths to be able to organize. We pray protection over the children. Lord, there is a sense amongst our Native friends that, that this is a negative thing. That this is a trying to take away their culture, that we pray against all those false ideas, Lord God, that they would release their kids to come out to this camp. And Father, we pray that there would be no harm done to them, Lord, at the camp, Father, even by accident, even by mistake, Father. We pray, God, your protection over those that serve. Raise up the laborers for the harvest field. And Lord, heal our nation in this 150th year of Confederation. We pray for a healing between French and English. We pray a healing between a new immigrant and established Canadian. We pray for a healing, Lord, between our First Nations and those who are from European and other descent, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would just heal our land, that this land, Lord, may see the revival that has been prophesied over it, Father. That this land, Lord, would see a move of your Holy Spirit. That this land, Lord, would be a vessel even in this global global world today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim it and pray, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister.